It's early July in the middle of the afternoon during a heat wave that has gone on for days. But that doesn't stop a group of neighbors in the Jordan community of North Minneapolis from coming out to assist in a new community garden sponsored by Appetite for Change and the Jordan Area Community Council. People from the neighborhood come to help out with weeding and watering, and in the end get to bring home vegetables to their families. Michelle Horowitz founded Appetite for Change in an effort to bring a larger share of healthy produce to the North Side.
We're here in the North Side partially because my family grew up here, partially because I just think it's a really vibrant community with a lot of assets. There's a lot of inertia around urban agriculture and food. Food justice is a big deal right now.
In addition to the community garden, Appetite for Change is working with a dozen corner stores to provide affordable produce to residents who have limited access to supermarkets. In addition, Appetite for Change also hosts meals at nearby churches, where community members can discuss increasing access and affordability to healthy foods.
This year we started Community Cooks, which is basically bringing families together, cooking healthy, delicious meals, and breaking up into small groups and talking about food issues, food justice, access to healthy food.
Princess has been working for Appetite for Change since January. Her interest stemmed from a doctor's visit, where her daughter was advised to eat healthier.
She said, well, if all this food isn't healthy, why is it in my neighborhood? Because she goes to school over south and we live over north. So I felt like, you know, that was a good thing for me to be involved and learn a little more. But it's so bad with my family now that we went on a vacation and we were buying water. And my son was reading the back of the water and he's like, I'm not going to drink this. I don't even know what that is. Like, why are there ingredients in water?
There are only two supermarkets in the entire North Side, Cub Foods and Aldi. Princess says that her family tends to shop in the nearby suburbs due to several reasons.
We have Aldi's, which is on Penn and almost Lawrie. But outside of that, you have to go to Robbinsdale to go to Rainbow, or you have to go further into Crystal to go to a better Cub Foods, a very different version of the Cub Foods that's in our area. I mean, like, there's a police little unit in our Cub Foods. There's not police units or stations or where police are just there all day in other grocery stores. I think it just kind of perpetuates the negativity of the North Side.
And it's not just the atmosphere at the North Side Cub, but the way the store is set up to encourage easy access to junk food.
When you first walk in this Cub Foods, there's a rack of donuts. You keep going, there's the 10 for 10 smaller donuts, and it's like, you know, you walk into other stores and they're not set up like that. So I just think it continues to perpetuate the stereotype that poorer people eat worse, and go ahead and keep letting them.
Sakma Natasomb lives two doors down and moved here from Senegal. She provides water to the garden and has lived here for 9 years. She says the stereotype of North Minneapolis being a dangerous place is overemphasized and that there is a strong sense of community here.
The negative picture about North is not true for any neighborhood. What we see here is people coming out together, talking to each other, and just trying to do something positive, not sell drugs or anything else. And I like that.
One can attest to this as neighbors come and go, to what feels as much like a social gathering as it is hard work. As I am packing up, one of the women notices broken glass on the sidewalk. Council, a young neighborhood boy, immediately runs across the street to his house, where he procures a broom and a dustpan and begins to sweep up the glass. Here, there is a sense of mutual respect and camaraderie that is truly unique. This is Dan Greenwood for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.